Hi, it's Reverend Ron. This is the 518 Weddings 411 podcast. And this week's episode is and was going to be about stress. I was going to talk to a social worker about how to manage your stress better through organization and meditation. But unfortunately, we have to reschedule that podcast for another day. So what I'm going to do is offer you a quick meditation that you can do when you're stressed out planning your wedding or at any other time. So here we go.
Hi, this is Reiki Master Ron, and I was just prepping this meditation for Monday's group and thought it might be helpful to you. So, it's called Mindfulness Practice, Cultivate Gratitude Through the Senses. Use the breath to anchor yourself in the present moment. Our minds are always so easily pulled to busyness. Bring particular attention to feeling the breath or something in the body as you bring your shoulders down and orient your attention towards gratitude. Next, bring to mind a sight you are grateful for. Move through your senses and find one thing to start with that you appreciate that comes to you from the world of sight, if you have this available. It could be a color, a shadow, a shape, a movement. Remember, it will never be like this exactly again. What do you see right now? And can you feel grateful that you get to see this, whatever it is? Now, shift to a scent you appreciate. As you continue to work with your senses, now take time to tune in with your appreciation to an aroma. What do you notice? What about that glorious or interesting or subtle smell is making you smile? It could be gratitude for something familiar, a scent that brings comfort, upliftment, or maybe it's something you've never smelled before, and it just piques your curiosity, ignites you, enlivens you. Moving on. Tune into any sounds around you, allowing the world of smell to gently recede into the background. On an in-breath, shift your attention to your ears and the world of sound. Maybe notice what it feels like to really listen. How many sounds can you notice, and can you feel grateful that you're able to experience sound if you are? What can you notice about these sounds? Are they far away? Close? Perhaps you could play a piece of music that brings you joy and have gratitude that it's so available. Or maybe it's the sound of children laughing, the sound of loved ones breathing, the sound of the beating of your own heart. The world of touch and texture beckons us next. We find so much to be grateful for in touch. If there's someone near you who you can hug or who can hug you, notice how this makes you feel filled with gratitude for the joy of human contact. Or perhaps you have a beautiful pet that you can stroke and cuddle, or some lovely material with a texture that feels warm to the touch, soft, evocative. Let your senses ignite your gratitude. There's so much to be appreciative of. Shift to noticing and appreciating objects around you. Now take a moment to look around. Look down, look up, and from side to side. Appreciate how much effort must have gone into anything at all that you own or use. Someone conceived of the need, and many people worked on the details of the design. Much care even went into the packaging to deliver your item to you safely. What do you feel when you let yourself be grateful that all that talent went into making your life a little easier? As we end this practice, carry this attitude of gratitude with you. One last grateful tip. Why not offer your thanks to each person who does anything at all for you today, even if it's their job to help you? When you're grateful, when you let your heart open up and be filled with appreciation, notice how being grateful makes you feel. We are going to close with gratitude. I'm so grateful that you tuned in to this gratitude practice, and I appreciate your time, your effort, and your energy to be present, awake, and alive to Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Yes, it's true. I've been an ordained minister for 15 years, but I've been a Reiki teaching master for the past several, and I bring a lot of calm to my couples. Maybe that's something that you would enjoy talking to me about. Find me on all social medias, or I'll see you next week on the 518 Weddings 411 podcast.